Mix 101.7, this is the Saturday morning huddle, and focusing now on the Alta Aurelia Warriors and co-head coach Chris Reiner. Congrats to you and Peck and the coaching staff and all the players, everyone involved. Chris, a 13-10 win up at Emmitsburg last night. Fought them tooth and nail, and nice to come home. Two in a row now.
It is, yeah. We haven't been able to say that yet. So, yeah, two wins in a row. I am so happy for our kids. Again, we come in and battle those three. I keep bringing that up every week because it was so key, and we told them, even though we're fighting the big three to begin the district, that was going to help us in the end. And I truly believe that last night was a product of having to battle West Lyon, Hinton, and Western Christian. Our kids are learning to fight, and that's what helped us win this game last night. So
indeed,
it was great to see.
That is proving to be the case. So I want to focus on the end of the game to start out, as you had, as I understand it, a game-winning score in the final minute. So take us through the drive to get that done in the last few minutes of the game there.
We did. Special teams, again, played a crucial part. We had a punt blocked that they ended up turning into 3 points. So that's what put us down 10-7. And again, special teams, they had a punt that didn't go very well with them, and we were able to turn that into a good field position after a great defensive stand. So that had kind of a short field. I do not remember off the top of my head exactly where we started, but moved the ball down. We got kind of in the crunch time. Again, we had the ball down to, I think, the 3-yard line. Had one of those flags end up on the ground, pushed us back, followed that up with another flag. So we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a couple times, and we had an opportunity with about 2 minutes to go to go up with that winning touchdown score. Kids battled back. We were in a third down and 13 position, I believe, is where it was, to try to connect on a touchdown or keep us in that field goal position to tie it up. And we, Skyler Sokol led us on a great play action fake and found Caleb Sleezer in the end zone for the final score. So it was great. It was just a well-executed play. Everybody did their assignments, and it worked out for us. So.
You were down 7-0 at halftime.
We were a defensive battle. We started off, actually, our first drive. We had a touchdown erased off the board. Caleb got to the end zone, but I came back due to holding. So, yeah, kind of in the first half, we battled ourselves just as much as battling Emmitsburg. So that was kind of frustrating to see. Again, we were in double digit with penalties, and that's 2 weeks in a row now, but we've overcome those things for the last 2 weeks as well. So yeah, we were up, we were down 7-0 at half. So a big defensive battle in the first half. I think both teams were, we only had 60 yards of offense in the first half, and actually Emmitsburg was in the hundreds, but then they finished with 116 yards total. So second half was a complete turnaround. We were able to really play solid, sound defense against that single wing offense, and then really ball control is what really helped us persevere in the second half on top of that defense. So.
And what about the drive and score that got you on the board in the third quarter?
excuse me. We ended up with a 10-yard touchdown run out of Nick Gaze, which was good. Fed the fullback up the middle, and there was a seam there. That was just a well-executed drive. I think it was about a 14 or 15-play drive that chewed up about 7 minutes of the clock. So just a good job, a good execution. Those guys, we did not put the ball in the air much last night again, and those guys were able to up front maintain that drive and control the line of scrimmage, which led us to that touchdown. So
a few individual stats?
Yeah. Offensively, again, nothing that jumps off the page. Caleb Sleezer, 64 yards of rushing. Skyler Sokol from the quarterback position at 53. Nick Gaze with that one touchdown run. Defensively, though, that's really where this game was at. And for the second week in a row, just playing sound assignment defense. Ended up Jared Weiland with 8 tackles. Nick Gaze was in on double-digit tackles. Colin Johnson had the best night, in my opinion, of the season last week. He just kind of shut down. He had 1 tackle the night and really, really frustrated. He came back last night, played very, very assignment defense. They ran at him. He controlled on the counters, which was great to see. He ended up with 10 tackles and a caused fumble, which was wonderful. Trevor Robbins, sophomore linebacker, was 9 tackles. So, yeah, a lot of guys contributing. Jared Wyland off on a fumble recovery. Scott Osoko for the second week in a row. had an interception, and Anthony Carrier, freshman, steps in there playing kind of center field on the last play of the game for Emmitsburg and intercepted it to seal the deal. So that was good to see as well.
13-10, the Alta Aurelia Warriors win at Emmitsburg last night to pick up their third win overall on the campaign and go to 2-3 in district play, and a couple of home games to wrap up the year. Chris, you got Okoboji next week.
Yeah, we do. That'll be nice to see. The kids are anxious to get back home. We've had some road trips here in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, the kids are excited, as they should be, and they continue to work hard here, coming to practice, and see if we can put a third one in a row up there. So,
Alta Aurelia co-head coach Chris Reinert, thanks as always. Chris, enjoy the weekend. Appreciate your time. Congrats on the win.
You bet. Thank you, Ryan.